Hi there, this is Tracy. Today I would like to talk to you about boundaries, because to me, I believe that by not setting boundaries, we have actually set us up to be a victim to another narcissist. And the secret in protecting yourself is to have the strength to stand up for yourself. And that means setting a boundary and sticking to it. I did a meetup last week with my people here in Colorado, and so I've got a little cheat sheet, things I'm going to read to you that I shared with them. And the first thing I want you to know is that we have a right to ask for what we need. And so often, people pleasers like myself, people that generally just want to care and be empathetic towards others, we put others' needs before ours. So the first thing you need to know is that you have the right to ask for what you need. I suggest that you write down boundaries on a piece of paper. Write them down for yourself and start to plan them out. Because if you don't know, it's kind of like setting a goal, right? We very often set a goal, and everyone always says it's more helpful if you write it down. It's the same thing with boundaries. If you have had an experience where someone has crossed a boundary for you, and maybe it is the narcissistic person in your life, that's why you're watching this video. The idea here is for you to write down what bothered you about that narcissist. Write down boundaries that they might have crossed. Write down boundaries that you won't stand for anymore. Write down things that you wish you had done and didn't do it yet. Next time you will. By writing it down, we end up having amazing power for ourselves. It's a tool in our toolbox that we can go back and go, I've got it here. That's important to me. Because when you're being brain fucked by a narcissist and things are starting to slide down that slippery slope, we often forget what it was that we wanted in the first place. So write them down. And it's really important to set these boundaries up with the people that you're setting them on. If you don't tell the person that you've set a boundary, you can't be angry at them if they break it, because they didn't know. It's really as simple as that. Think about it. Here's an example. Every time you go to Thanksgiving dinner, your mother-in-law is mean to you or your children. You get home and you're angry at your husband and you express this concern, but you've got two choices. Either he accepts and supports you, that together you're not going to accept that kind of behavior, or he's not going to agree with you at all, right? Those are your two choices. But even if you both agree, and this is your boundary, if you're all alone and you've got a boundary with someone, the most important thing is for you to tell them. If you don't tell them that you are not coming back for Thanksgiving dinner if they yell at you or treat you like that, whoa, light, that was scary, you're not gonna come back. But if you don't tell them the boundary and they cross it, the next part that you'll have to really plan for is, what's the consequence? If you are mean to me at Thanksgiving dinner, then I will not come back. You will not see your grandchildren. Those are consequences. And it does make it more real, not only in your mind, but it makes it more real in the person that you're trying to set this with. Now, we know that narcissists cross boundaries all the time. So that's where that consequence is really important. And it's not just something that you say. You can't just say, all right, I'm not gonna go to Thanksgiving dinner anymore. You have to not go to Thanksgiving dinner. It's as simple as that. If you break the boundary just a little bit, and make an exception. I mean, isn't this what got us all into trouble in the first place? I'm pretty sure. They slowly erode at our boundaries. It's not like the very first time they come along and they just, poof, break every boundary that we've ever thought of in our mind. It's a slow erosion of boundaries. So you must communicate with the abuser. And you must communicate the consequences and stick to it. If you don't stick to it, guess what? The next time, they're just going to do it again. Until it isn't stealth. Until it is something that is a regular part of your life. Why do we need boundaries? This is really good. When we set boundaries, we are protecting our own time, protecting our spirit, and we're protecting ourselves. If your son went off to school and he got 50 cents a day for school lunch and some bullies kept taking it away from him, oops, look at that light. Sorry, I'm outside, it's dark out now. This is really messing up the camera. So your son is losing his 50 cents every day to the bullies. Well, he's got to stand up to them and not necessarily punch them out or something, but he's got to say no. That's not gonna work. And if you do it again, I'm going to the principal. This is the penalty and the consequence part of this. When you set boundaries, you set self-love. You should see all the bugs that are coming over to my light right now. Maybe I should close the screen. Don't know what that will do to the camera. Probably not so good. Set the limit and stick to it. Boundaries can be physical. If you have some like lurker at work that just likes to look over your desk, come really close into your personal space, that's a space boundary. That is something that you have to establish. And you've all known it. You've all seen that guy that gets up into your face and it's really uncomfortable. So if your boundary is to say, you know what, I'd really prefer it, George, when you're coming into my cube, that you don't come so close. It makes me uncomfortable. Now if George breaks that boundary, you've got something to work with. Listen, George, I've asked you. Fireworks. Oops. All right. So then you've got something to work with because now you've told him that you don't like it. And he's got to work with you. And this goes with your narcissist. This goes with the person that's abusing you. When you do this, you empower yourself. So you can't get mad at yourself. I used to do this all the time. In my mind, I'd be like, well, I'm not going to take that anymore. It's just in there. But I didn't communicate it to anybody. And then when they broke it, what happened? I was pissed off at myself. So boundaries save you from yourself. It's like that little Tracy on your shoulder or someone like a best friend telling you to protect yourself. That's what a boundary does. It's protection and empowerment. It's going to relieve anxiety and stress and depression. It even like reduces pain in your body because pain is caused by anxiety, stress, depression. Your body is going to be so much more at peace if you start to set boundaries. Another thing that boundaries do is it shows strength. If you're strong and say, no, I'm not going to take that. The plane, every time I look up, it goes funny. Okay, there we go. So what setting a boundary does is it shows strength. You know, narcissists can't mess with you if you're strong. That's why they picked us, because we are big blubbers of love and giving someone a chance. So they're gonna take it. They're gonna take it and take it and take it and take it. If you set reasonable boundaries, you'll have less disappointment in your life. Every time something eeks inside of you, write it down. What would be different if you said no? What would be different if you set a boundary around narcissists can spot us in a crowd? And within a week, of knowing you, they will know that they can push your boundaries. Maybe they'll give you a few kisses. Maybe if it's your mother, they'll treat you well for a few days. They know how to get you. And that whole hoovering thing, it happens with a boundary. As soon as they break a boundary, they've crossed the line, they come back. It's just a fact. We have to know that. If you have no boundaries, it equals no self-esteem. And this is what makes us a really good target. It's not that we didn't have self-esteem. We don't have enough self-esteem to stand up for us. If it was your best friend, if it was your kid, you would be standing up. So we need to understand how to take care of ourselves for a change. So I want you to start thinking about a boundary. Write it down. That was our first homework assignment. Now I'm going to ask you to grade it. I'm going to say, how important is this boundary? And in the class I taught last week, I used the example. And in the class that I taught last week, I gave the example of someone not putting down the toilet seat. Well, that really pisses you off. Boundary could be, you put the seat down. It's really important to me, and I'd like you to put the seat down. How important is that? Low, medium, or high? How important is that? Low, medium, or high? You have to understand that there are going to be things that are crossed boundaries that are lower, like the toilet seat, maybe, if you don't have any others. But then you've got to get into the, no, you're not going to treat me like that. No, you're not taking my 50 cents lunch money. Those are like mid-level. What are your die-hard, I will not? These are the absolute no-tolerance level. Cheating, that's a really good one. Physical abuse, you hit me, I'm never coming back. And mean it. So often we come back because we think that person's in there. If they have hit you once, run the hell away and never, ever, ever look back. They don't change. It only gets worse. Sorry. All right. Prioritize. Prioritize. Remember, low, medium, high. The last column in this, and I'll show you one of my little columns. Ooh. Boundary, low, medium, high. And now it's time for the penalty. If you treat me like that at Thanksgiving, I'm not coming back. Remember, communicate it to the offender. Stick to your boundaries. Stick to the consequences. It's the only way that you will not be affected and be brought into the spider web of a narcissist again. Here's some guidelines for setting boundaries. I wrote these last week. When you're setting boundaries with someone, do it really clearly and outlay exactly what you've defined and the consequences. Be firm, be calm, and be respectful. But do not justify your choices. Do not allow yourself to be affected by the possible reaction by this person. In fact, you should plan. What are the reactions? What if he says this? What happens if this happens? Plan it in your head. Doesn't mean it's gonna happen. Don't dream it to happen. But don't be blindsided. That sucks worse than being blindsided. And then don't take on the responsibility for the other person's reaction. These are your boundaries. Remember, we started this conversation off saying you have every single right to ask for them. And it's time that we do. Plan it out. Stick to it. boundaries are something that we have to learn. And if we don't record them, write them down, it's not going to help us. We need to be stronger so that we're not victims anymore. This is Tracy. Please subscribe to me. I have a website, which is called narcissistabusesupport.com, and we have lots of resources for you to get free help. Look at other YouTubers, look at books that I recommend. There's a lot of data on that website, and I really hope that you can take advantage of it. Thank you.